alone in a room, but other friends they won't admit to.
Hi, my name is Adam, and this is...
I'm Paul.
All right, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra. Woo!
Every Monday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. you can listen to our Modulism radio show. Airing electro meet acoustic music, championing the use of analog instruments. The use of electricity to sustain a sound produced with a musical intent. Each program lasts 1 hour and is especially dedicated to one composer.
Turnout on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the WGXC Catskill Studio to learn about Wavefarms WGXC, tour the studio, record a station ID or PSA, or pick up a sticker. The WGXC Catskill Studio is located at 393 Main Street in Catskill. Come on by for a visit and see how you can get involved in your local community radio station.
Hello and welcome to another Vocal Systems with me, Dave Evans, here on WGXC. It's great to be back. Sorry if there was a few technical problems with the first bit there. I'm broadcasting from Manchester School of Art today in the northwest of England. And that was Matthew Herbert that we were just listening to with a track called In the Kitchen from an album called Around the House from 1998. And that was on K7 Records. And that kind of sums up what this week's show is hopefully going to be all about. As an artist, I'm interested in broadcasting from home and working with the objects that are around me and the sounds that they make. So today we're going to focus mainly on the kitchen, if we can, and listen to some music and sounds generated by artists in their kitchens. And that, as I say, was Matthew Herbert, and that is from an album, a really beautiful album. Siciliano, that kind of found in the world of sounds of the kitchen. And next, I think we're going to be listening to somebody who I think is now my new hero. It's a guy called Ken Montgomery, who I hadn't come across before, but has got an amazing body of work. So this is a track by Ken Montgomery called Egg Slicer and ... Thank you. So that was Ken Montgomery with Egg Slicer and ... from an album called Pond Floor Sample. And it's been great for me kind of searching around, trying to find music that somehow has a relationship to the kitchen and coming across artists like Ken Montgomery and finding that they've got loads of great work to dig around in. Apparently Ken ran a record shop in New York called Generator and is an amazing sound artist, musician that's working with all kinds of mad devices. And that is from an album called Pond Floor Sample, which is available to stream. And yeah, there's a load of other great stuff to listen to from Ken there. And obviously it was made with an egg slicer, which lives in the kitchen. We're going to stretch this metaphor quite a lot, as I want to do. And the next track we're going to listen to is by an artist called Q, and it's called Water Bucket Part 1.
statements that have raised questions about what's driving U.S. military policy there. Syria, Trump, and oil on the world.
So that was called Water Bucket, Part 1 by Q. And that is available on Bandcamp and is an album with 5 tracks on it made using bucket of water, vibrator, microphones, amps, feedback, record player, radio, heater, kitchen utensils, bells, a drum, a wooden box strung with hanging wire, rain, wind, other objects, people, cars and aeroplanes. And that was released in January 2020 on 7 Form Records, and the whole album is really beautiful, actually. So we're going to stick in similar sort of territory, and we're going to listen to a track called Dinosaurs on the Go by Encoder. This is also available on Bandcamp. And it's from an album called Noise from the Deep, and is described as impro session with field recordings and other machines recorded in my kitchen during lockdown of March 2020. I didn't even realise when I was researching this, but loads of the songs are from during lockdown. So that makes sense, people recording at home. So yeah, this is Dinosaurs on the Go by Encoder. So that was Encoda with Dinosaurs on the Go, a whole album recorded in the kitchen. And we're going to find a similar sort of territory with a track by John Collins McCormick called Oh Boy. Thank you. Okay. So we went there straight into a track by John Collins McCormick called Oh Boy, which is available on the internet. The whole album is available on the label impulsivehabitat.com, and the album's called No Most Fatigue, and it's definitely had the sound of a washing machine in there, so that's how it got into the list, I'm sure. And that combines field recordings made on an iPhone over 5 years with some light synthesis, according to the blurb on the website. The project acts as sonic snapshots of friends and relatives, places and moments. And it's really lovely. I kind of like the way that there are kind of other sounds and bits of kind of musical melody sort of intertwined with it. That human touch there, I think, is quite important. So we're coming to the end of this month's show. I'm really sorry about the slightly problematic first 8 minutes of silence. I've really enjoyed playing these kitchen-related tracks, inspired, I've got to say, by a playlist that I found online on a website called Noise Not Music, which gave me a few ideas that I've then built on. So thanks to Noise Not Music for the inspiration. We're going to play out with a track called As With Petals on a Pond by Director Sound, which is from 2019 and is apparently the product of Thursday night in the kitchen in the artist's house, regular sessions. And yeah, this is an album full of the results. So I'll leave you with As With Petals on a Pond. Thanks for joining me this month, and I'll see you again next month, hopefully, for more vocal systems. Thank you.